This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tomorrow on this show, it is a 2 for Tuesday. That means you can win 2 Red Sox tickets during the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. Red Sox, as they have been doing lately, Curtis, avoid the sweep. That is what we are celebrating. If they are able to avoid the sweep, then we celebrate. And it's a long season, so I'm not judging yet. But I will be soon.
Not a great weekend against the worst team in Major League Baseball, but
gosh,
onward and upward.
Yeah, it's the weather. I think they should have played that game in Worcester on Saturday with 4 inches of snow. I don't know about you, but
I think that would have been much better, much more interesting on TV. I'd give you that.
Right? We have Leeds to get back to, and then they said it coming up at 7:20. This is Walter first from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I agree with Wiggy and Curtis. Curtis brought up Phelps, and you guys never bring up Serena when they talk about dominant runs. And it's the kid from Tennessee, probably he's gonna be the number one pick. It's out of him and Arch, and he has a bigger arm and he's more athletic. He should be able to get his money. They probably make enough to give 50 scholarships on his shirt sales alone.
Well, it's Curtis was right when he said it's the free market system, so they don't want to pay him.
It's fine
and
with me.
Somebody will.
Yeah, I got no problem with Tennessee.
Was it Lombardi or was it the actual Tar Heels that tweeted over the weekend they got a big announcement coming on a signing?
Oh,
so maybe he's going to go and maybe Bill's going to pay him. Would that be irony if Bill started just paying guys in college ridiculous amounts of money?
That would be.
It would be great. Can I have a quick support of Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Because the book's out, and there's been some people that have been hemming and hawing about the ignoring of Robert Kraft. I so support Bill Belichick's grievance against Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
When you think about how he came back, did that joint press conference, which was all a show, a sham, so Robert could appear magnanimous, and then the second the season failed, the second he knew that Mayo wasn't the guy, Robert Kraft goes on Charlemagne the God show and says he fired Bill Belichick when the only condition of that joint presser was that they had mutually agreed to part ways.
Right.
And so while none of us believed that, if you're Bill Belichick and you go back and you do that, and then the second Robert needs somebody to throw under the bus, he throws you under the bus instead of himself for the decision he made at head coach.
Will you read the book, Curtis?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think I read over the weekend he acknowledges that Sony Michel was a mistake when it came to the draft.
Right, that they should have taken Lamar Jackson.
Mm. Yeah.
And obviously, I mean,
wow.
if they take Lamar Jackson.
Wow. Wow.
What?
We could have Lamar Jackson right now.
Imagine that, Wiggy.
Jesus.
Yes,
wow.
Yes,
but we all knew that Kraft was, we all knew that he was capping off that whole press conference with him and Bill because Bill said on this show he wanted to still coach. So, like, we knew that Bill.
Well, that's the difference. We all knew it. It's and Robert was told Bill, come back. We'll do this joint presser. We'll say it was the end of a great run, and we wish each other well. Then for the first time that you see the guy you replaced Belichick with isn't the guy, you say you fired him when you tried to get off with the ruse that you didn't. That's just to me, if I'm Bill Belichick, that strikes me in a bad way.
Yeah. All right. We have leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. Is there a serial killer in Connecticut?
Oh.
Shyam over the weekend sent me a TikTok because he and I love the TikTok. And it piqued my interest because human remains were found in Danielson, Connecticut on Wednesday. There were remains found on March 19th in Groton, Connecticut, and across the border in Rhode Island on March 27th.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Police are saying that there's nothing that suggests to them of a serial killer, just unfortunate situations. All of these remains, and I'm seeing in the comments, because I went deep in the comments on the TikTok Shyam sent, five women, all white women, between 40 and 60 years old, are all the victims in this.
Wow, really?
In my mind, there's no such thing as coincidences, so you've got to keep an eye on what's going on in Connecticut.
Connecticut Strangler.
All right. Wow. Yeah. I mean, could it be Smiley Face? No, because it's women.
Yes, Smiley Face is male.
Smiley only goes after the young men at the
bars.
That's
it.
Yep.
That's it. Wow.
All right, Courtney. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Creating more anxiety for you, I'm sure.
Well, I mean,
you probably won't be traveling to Connecticut in the near future.
I love Connecticut. I'm also not in my 40s to 60s.
Yes,
so
okay, all right, thank you, Wiggy. Good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead was the Nico thing, but I jumped on it enough.
That's fine.
But I have another one. This is kind of like a co-lead. I got to shout out the boss man for this a little bit because he had sent me this text message. So we'll kind of like tag team this a little bit. And it looks like that there's a chance that the New Orleans Saints quarterback, Derek Carr, could be done for the season.
Yeah.
They are sitting there at number 9. They might possibly want to move up to number 4. And if there's a chance the Patriots don't get Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, if neither one of those two guys are there, do you then say, all right, with New Orleans, we're willing to move down to get a quarterback, pick up an – and I like that because I told you I would want to move down and I would want to, you know, people say what you want. That'd be a good position for you to take Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd pick up an extra draft pick. I don't know. Even maybe that extra draft pick, you might even say to New Orleans, hey, we'll give it back to you for Chris Olave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. So if you're the Patriots there at number 4 and neither one of those two guys are available, do you then entertain maybe trading with some teams?
So Derek Carr has a shoulder thing, may require surgery. It's also, though, being spoken about as a potential landing spot for Aaron Rodgers, and that may be now where Aaron Rodgers would go.
Money-wise, I don't know that they'd be able to make that work. And I'm not talking about the cap, Curtis, don't worry. I'm talking about actual money. They have so much money strapped into players that are basically irrelevant that they have hamstrung themselves financially.
Why don't they just sign Nico today? Win-win.
I don't think he's eligible until next year. But I think that, you know, if you're in New England, that's something that you have to potentially think about if none of those two guys are on the board in Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
All right. So, and again, this is I don't think this is scoop level.
Let me get the tweet ready.
I don't think it's bomb status. I don't want to step on the toes of the great Rich Keefe, who generally is the go-to when it comes to Bruins scoops. But when I am whispered to more than once, and when the whispers become louder and louder, I feel like it is my obligation to just share the whispers that are out there. So and if it were just one whisper on one thing, I may not have shared it, but it was a whisper on Friday afternoon, and then a whisper of a different note yesterday, and then the two whispers, Shyam, intersected as they often do, leading me to one conclusion. So here you are.
Is this like that world famous video where the guy is whispering in the girl's ear and then she gets all excited? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. And it's not a game of telephone tag, Curtis, where the whispers can be misconstrued.
Right.
I don't believe.
No misconstruing here.
So The first whisper that was shared with me was that for the first time in perhaps ever, Bruins photo day, neither Cam Neely nor Don Sweeney were there and a part of the photo.
Okay.
Which I believe that they normally are.
All right.
And okay. When does that take place?
So I think it was last week, the week before. It was within the last couple of weeks. So I was scratching my head at that and going, mm-hmm. All right, maybe they had other obligations, right. Or maybe they didn't feel like they didn't have time to get a haircut or whatever.
Something.
And then the next whisper came to me that Wednesday of this week is a very big day. For the organization. Wednesday will be a game-changing day for the organization.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the individual who was whispering to me, I said, please, I can't just say Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the one word that the person shared with me was resignation.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So,
oof.
Those are the whispers.
Those are the whispers.
That's more than a whisper, unfortunately.
I would ask you to speculate as you do. That is what that's
wow.
What that's what sports radio is about, and you can speculate on what to use a Prosecutor Lally term, what, right. If anything, those two things mean to you.
Right. That's a John Morant grenade right there. Might not be a bomb.
A finger grenade?
Yeah, that's definitely a grenade right there.
Finger grenade.
Resignation. That leads me to believe.
Wait, is it resignations?
No, it was resignation was the word that was sent to me.
Oh. And it wasn't Eric Shun.
No, it was not Eric Shun. It was this Could has nothing to do with Eric Shun.
Eric Shun.
Cam, like, you know what? I'm getting old. I want to get into acting. Maybe I'm retiring, you know, from hockey.
I don't think he would want to get in.
I know acting was his initial love. Based on what Milbury told us.
Yeah, I don't know about acting, but so I don't know. That is.
Because I don't see it being Sweeney.
You don't?
No.
Are you sure that the source didn't say they were resigned to their fate?
No. It was interesting to me because it was resignation.
Yeah.
Which would not be a firing.
Right.
That would be somebody has decided that they've decided they want to move on.
Yeah,
I mean, that is, and I'll be interested when Rich gets in here because Rich has a deep, 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 deep source, probably better than mine.
Okay.
Although I will say the photo thing came from the ivory towers. I mean, that is that the sourcing on that is impeccable, as one might say.
Would you say the sourcing on photo day was better than the photo I had of the coffee powwow?
Yes, yes, it was. Okay. Yes, the Seaport coffee clutch meeting Yes.
Huh?
All right. Well. Those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It coming up. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Rory McIlroy has completed his career Grand Slam. It took a one-hole playoff with Justin Rose at Augusta, but he got it done, winning his first Masters. The Celtics end the season with a win against the Hornets. 93-86 was the final. The top six of the rotation sat this one out with Peyton Pritchard coming up big with 34 points. So as the second seed in the East, we wait to see who wins the play-in game between the Magic and Hawks tomorrow. Game one for the Seas is set for Sunday, April 20th. The Bruins beat the Penguins in Pitt 4-1 for their second-to-last game of the season. Lindholm, Geeky, Lauko, and Lysell scored in this one with Korpisalo in goal. He had 23 saves in the win. The Red Sox beat the White Sox 3-1 yesterday, avoiding a sweep. Garrett Crochet had a good start, striking out 11 over his 7 1/3 innings. The Sox now in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays. First pitch at 7:05 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show this evening. In a sad story out of LSU, former wide receiver Kyron Lacy took his own life in Houston on Saturday night after leading police on a chase after he discharged a gun while in a verbal argument with a family member. A grand jury was supposed to hear a case in which he was charged with negligent homicide, felony hit and run, with death and reckless operation of a vehicle. So that was supposed to happen today.
That is, wow. It's such a sad story. Right. And I saw the lawyer for the family speak yesterday and say that they feel like he was wrongly accused, and they set this grand jury up, so he had yet to be charged with anything. But
right.
It sounded like he might have felt that it was going to have draft implications for him.
But even if it does, like where they say, you know, your representatives are like, because of this, you might not get drafted. There might be a team that says, all right, we'll sign him as an undrafted free agent to hold his rights to see what happens, because there's no guarantee that he's going away. He would have went away for a long time.
But even that, like, things piled up there because he gets in the argument with the family member. They call the cops. He sends the cops on a chase. At that point, at the end, he was
But even that,
like,
though, it's like, you know, somebody's got to be in his ear, like somebody, one of his loved ones saying, like,
it's going to be okay.
It'll be all right. Like, yeah, you know, we don't know what the outcome is, but you know, maybe you don't go away for a long time. I mean, you've seen it happen before where people don't get prison time for, you know, basically homicides.
Yeah.
It's a whole crazy, crazy story. When I saw it, I was like, damn.
It's so sad. And Curtis talks about it all the time, and rightly so. But there are just so many issues when it comes to those who are dealing with mental health things, and social media doesn't help. And I'm sure that he took a lot of stuff on social media after the accident. It's just
terrible.
It's awful.
Yep.
It's awful.
And that was brought to you by OrthoLaser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at OrthoLaser New England. Online at OrthoLaserNE.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Finally a nice day. 43 sunny, mid-60s and sunny this afternoon.